Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Decisions has begun. I am Dave Lorenzi. I'm on the grid. So is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, kicking it. Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our digital video platforms and viewers as well. The Olympics continue. NBA free agent, the signing period is set to begin. It's been kind of the calm before the storm in the association. We've got Major League Baseball games on the board along to go with the Olympics. To bet on this evening, countdown is on. NFL football preseason starts on Thursday night. CFL regular season starts on Thursday night. And ESPN2 will be broadcasting some CFL games this weekend. So if you're thinking, I can't, where am I going to watch this? On ESPN2, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? Yeah, no, I can't wait. A lot of interesting stuff, too. We'll see what happens. We talk about the Tennessee Titans future situation, and I don't know who write these stories. So, Wentz is out either 5 to 12 weeks? Wouldn't it be like 5 to 7? That's a pretty big gap between 5 and 12. You're almost talking 2 months there. I don't know who writes this stuff, but anyway, Nick Foles sniffing around, too. We'll see what happens there, and yeah, you're right. Lots of football action. We got NFL preseason, CFL. Can't wait. Ladies golf in the Olympics, too. I'm ready to rock.
Let's just call it out for what it is. Everybody in the media sucks except for us. And, you know, you look, as you stated, they get everything wrong. Well, 5 to 12 weeks, thanks. I know, it could be out a month. It could be out 3 months. Kind of vague.
Exactly.
I'm seeing reports right now. Spencer Dinwiddie, Cam, well, you know, props to the reporters who came up with this. You know, great scoop. Spencer Dinwiddie has it down now between the Pelicans, the Knicks, the Wizards, the Pistons, and the Raptors. I don't know. Great, guys. Yeah. So in other words, you just rattled off every team in the league, basically. And I have Dinwiddie. Yeah. It's down to these 5 or 6 teams. Yeah. Like they've given us nothing. I guess Kyle Lowry's about to be a member of the Miami Heat. We'll find out if the Raptors are getting anything in return for this. I think they have to in some sort of sign and trade. So we'll keep our eye on this. We got Major League Baseball tonight. More Olympic soccer action. Our over-under country medal bets are starting to get a little bit more serious right now. And Canada's stuck on 3, except who would have thought that the women's soccer team would be playing for gold? They're underdogs, though, Cam, against Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden is one of those things. Usually be America's nemesis. Sweden has a knack for hurting the USA. And I got to be honest with you, like, just the way the USA women, oh, yeah, this blob like Rapinoe, shut up. Like, you lost the game. It's like, it's just excuses. Like, win with class. Just say, you know, Canada brought it. You know, it was a good game, whatever. It's like, oh, yeah, taking shots. Like, oh, yeah, I can't believe we lost to Canada. Oh, we lost to Canada. Like, we're like some third world country or something. I'm just so sick and tired of the lead. The elitism of that program, and I'm glad they lost. What?
They did win. They did beat Canada. I didn't realize this. It was 36 times in a row.
I know. Yeah, I know. Craziness. I know. But so this is the thing. But some of the games were tight, and you know, yeah. So finally, you beat.
I've got no beef with her, Cam. I got no beef with her.
I got a beef with her.
She said, I don't like losing to Canada. They're rivals. I mean, she's being honest.
Yeah.
What he wanted to say, you know, congratulations and go Canada, go Leafs.
No. I don't know. I just see it a little bit different. That's all.
Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Man, the U.S. women's soccer team, they can't get no love anywhere. Americans are glad that they lost.
Yeah, that's good.
And Cam's piling on right now. Megan Rapinoe. I didn't really take it. I know people wanted to take it like that. I can't believe we lost to Canada. I've never lost to them before. I get it. But the thing is, they did beat Canada 36 times in a row. So
they did. And they're supposed to beat them every time. So, I get it. I know. Yeah, I know.
I got some bigger issues. So I got my issue is, I'm going to get on my soapbox. What's her name? Yep. Raven Saunders. Raven Saunders did this when she won her medal. Mm-hmm. And they're investigating her. All right? Because she did this. What does that even mean? Like, what? I mean, she does Diamond Dallas Page. She's going to get in trouble. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so she did this after. She did an X, essentially. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're upset. They're investigating. Meanwhile, yesterday, Cam, a runner from Belarus was literally, like, kidnapped out of the Olympic Village.
Oh, I know.
Like, yeah. Two dudes came up to her, said, we're going to the airport. She said, what do you mean? She said, we're going to the airport right now. They grabbed her and said, you're going back home to Belarus, because she ripped the program. The president wants to see her, type of thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I'm being taken against my will. Olympic Committee didn't do a damn thing. They're all more upset about a chick doing an X than a girl that got kidnapped out of the village. She got away at the airport camp.
Yeah.
You know who came to asylum? Poland. Poland.
Yes.
Poland said, yo, you don't have to go. You can claim asylum with us. Don't get on this plane. She's still, so now she's at the Polish embassy in Tokyo. The Olympic Committee didn't help her. She had to get away and somehow Poland. She knew someone that was Polish that called her and said, go to the Polish embassy right now. Pretty crazy.
So basically, if you're getting death threats from your country, or they want to hurt you when you come back, the Olympic Committee's not going to protect
nothing.
You got to do it
you
yourself.
Do this, if you do this, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're in jail. Thanks.
Oh, and there's another scandal. I can't believe they did this. But 14 girls that played for the Mexican softball team, they were American-Mexican. They threw their uniforms in the trash. They left their uniforms in the trash. A Mexican doctor saw it and filmed it with their names and said, these people put the Mexican jerseys in the trash. Oh. They're getting death threats now.
Oh, boy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart will go back to Japan a little bit later on. All kinds of crazy stories, though, out of Japan. And as I stated, this Mexican story is it's a big problem. Like I said, they're getting death threats. So Daniel O'Toole had to apologize. And it's a pretty weak excuse, Cam. So imagine you threw your Mexican baseball jersey in the trash. like in the trash. And your excuse after was, I only had one suitcase. That's what she said. She said, we're only allowed one suitcase in the Olympic Village. And I didn't have room for everything. I took what I could. And she showed a picture where she goes, look, I still have, like, she took some things, but they did. There's no disputing. 14 of the 15 Mexican players took their uniforms and threw them in the trash in the Olympic Village, in the Mexican area of the Olympic Village. And 14 of the 15 of them, Cam, are American girls who live in the U.S. but have Mexican played. Mm. And it's not going over well, bro, in Mexico right now. And of all people, a Mexican boxer saw it and lost it, filmed it, said, these people, oh my God, like flipped out. And now they're getting death threats. So they're mad. They're like, the boxer, you're getting these people death threats. And the boxer's like, I'm not the one who threw my Mexican uniform in the trash. Right. So it's getting pretty hostile. Like she said after, I we should have maybe thought about like donating them or something, you know?
Yeah, really. Yeah, like losing some socks and underwear and keeping the jersey. Really? That's what your excuse is? Oh, we have one suitcase. You can't find anything. Yeah, come on now. It's ridiculous.
We should have asked more questions, looked into donating anything except leaving them the way we did. What, you mean throw them in the garbage?
Exactly.
Can you believe that? Like, you don't even just tell, like, the Mexican officials or something, listen, I've got too much stuff. Here's my uniform. Yeah. If you want to, give it to someone or whatever, you want to keep it, here's the uniform. You figure, though, Cad, that you were in the Olympics, you'd want to keep the damn uniform.
That's what I would think.
They're like, screw you. They threw in the garbage.
Very shocking. Yeah, like, I keep all, like, even my, like, loser jerseys and stuff from, like, minor league hockey. Like, you're in the Olympics and you're throwing out a jersey? I just don't get it. But anyway, they must be really pissed off. But no, that's not going to fly. That's not going to go over well, especially since Mexico's in a real bad mood right now, too. They lose to the U.S. in Gold Cup with the U.S. as like C team there, too. So, yeah, they're probably in a really bad mood.
I'm glad they lost.
Not good timing.
They were classless. Speaking of classless, the Mexicans were the ones that were classless against Canada. So I'm glad they lost to the United States last night. Plus, I cashed a ticket on the game. We hit Canada versus the U.S. in soccer last night, too. I took a plus a half a goal / plus one goal. Had the under in the game as well. Lost a small play. I thought it was going to go to extra time. I was thinking, it was going to be a tie. But, wow, what a dramatic game last night. And we've got Major League Baseball. The pennant chase is on. NBA free agency. And we'll hit refresh here and see if anything's official now in the association, Cam. Like I said, it seems as though that Kyle Lowry is very close to signing with the Miami Heat. And we've got our first deal, Cam. We've got our first deal. And I tell you what, this is something that had been talked about last year at the trade deadline and does not come up as a shock. But Lonzo Ball has signed with the Chicago Bulls.
Interesting.
Lonzo, 4 years, $85 million. $21.5 million a year. It's not bad, actually, if you're the Bulls. Yeah. In today's NBA, Lonzo Ball for $20 million a year, it's not bad.
Yeah, the Bulls got to deal with LaVine. Like, they're going to have to, like, pony up and pay him. He obviously outplayed his contract with how good he was. We'll see what
it's a pretty athletic backcourt, Cam, with LaVine and Ball. But your problem is they're terrible defensively, both of them. Like, beyond that.
Yeah.
Like, you've got real problems. Like, so you've got two athletic dudes, Duncan and alley-ooping and all this stuff. It's like,
can't stop anybody. That's a big problem. scoring's great, but you got to be able to stop. So you said it. Like, Ball's horrific. LaVine, he could fill the net, but his defense is awful, too. You're right. Like, that's the thing. They're going to score a lot, but they're going to give up a lot. But, we'll see what happens there, Gabe. They have to pay LaVine, right? So I don't know how much money he's going to get, but probably quite a bit. Because he played pretty well on his last contract.
All right. Looks like the Bulls have signed Thaddeus Young and our boy Thomas Satoransky as well.
Satoransky.
Got 1 year deal, Cam. $10 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for him. I'll tell you, the NBA, they just $10 million for Satoransky, man. God, like, it's unbelievable. I just wish you were.
Think about that, Cam. Sidney Crosby makes $10 million a year.
That's what I'm saying.
And Crosby's like one of the best ever at his sport. He's one of the best players ever to play hockey. He makes $10 million a year. Carey Price makes $10 million a year.
That's right. What did Ovechkin just get paid? Like, barely over on his new deal?
12, I think. 11 and a half, 12.
No, 11 or 12. The guy's going to break Wayne Gretzky's scoring record if he stays out. Satoransky's making 10. Hey, man, that's the NBA for you. That's you get what you're paid. Yeah, they make money, man. That's the way it is. But you said it. Like, it's unbelievable that Satoransky almost makes as much as Crosby and Ovechkin. It's actually criminal.
And what's crazy is, if you'll notice, the NBA, they're kind of limiting the pay cap. You know what I mean? Like, they're not throwing, you notice the NBA, they don't throw money at players like they used to. I give them credit. Like, they're like, you're not a max player. Like, they actually shut it down now. I've talked about this for years, guy. You got a problem in the NBA where everybody's a max player as soon as they get good.
Exactly.
Like, so it's like, dude, like, DeMar DeRozan, I love DeMar DeRozan.
He's not a max
player.
you're not LeBron James. So you can't get the same as him. Well, I'm a max player. It's like, no, you're not. You're not a max player. Like, Kevin Durant's a max player. Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard's a max player. Giannis is a max player.
Correct player.
But then you get these other guys, like Middleton makes as much as Giannis does, essentially, Cam. You know what I mean? So, and you know, it's almost like the NFL, Cam. You ever notice, like, every time a quarterback is up for a contract, he's the highest paid quarterback.
Paid quarterback, exactly.
It's like, why? Because your contract is due? It's like, dude, you're not as good as these guys. I don't care that he got 35 mil. Well, he got 35 mil. So, like, Carson Wentz gets $35 million, Cam. Carson, like, how?
Guy might play for Indianapolis.
I know.
Nick Foles could be their quarter. See Nick Foles sniffing around? I've always loved Frank Reich. Oh, he and me, we go away. The guy sniffs. It's like, hey, Nick, aren't you playing for the Bears? His comments today were the best. Oh, I've always loved Frank.
Well, if you're Nick Foles, why not? I mean, they screwed you. They brought in Dalton. They drafted Justin Fields.
Yeah.
He's another one. Foles is getting $25 million. You and I laughed at that. Remember, we said years ago, we said the Bears were crazy. Nick Foles got lucky in one game. He got set up. He won the Super Bowl. The fact that, like, teams paid him after, that was, like...
We said it, not just with the Bears. We said it with Jacksonville. When we went to the Jacksonville Jaguars, we're like, this is not going to go well, and it didn't go well. They had Gardner Minshew as the backup. Foles, run out of town in Chicago. But that's interesting, Gabe. You think the... Reich says today that he's going to start with Eason. That's not happening. Yeah. That is not going to happen. If you want to piss away your season, sure, but you got to go and get somebody.
Did you notice Reich said too? He said, we'll be fine. It's a game or two. He said, if we have to play for a game or two, we'll be fine. We feel good about what we have. So he thinks that Wentz will be back in late September. But number one, Carson Wentz is not very good to begin with. Number two, he's injured. Number three, he's always injured, Cam.
Yes.
He's injury prone. Let's just call it off for what it is. Like, he's injury prone. He's always injured. I don't know. Listen, I don't mind Jacob Eason. We'll give him a chance, see what happens. Yep. But I like Tennessee to win this division. And speaking of injuries, too, here's another guy, Cam, that's always injured, too. And I don't want to call the guy out, but it was a concern coming out of Alabama. And I'm talking about Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith was always sort of nicked up and beat up at Alabama. He's not a big dude. If you remember, he didn't want to say how much he weighs. He weighs like 177 pounds, Cam.
No. He might
be. Like, man, he was defensive about it. Well, he's out for 2 to 3 weeks now already.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with Cam Stewart. We'll get into some baseball in a second here. Just as far as Devontae Smith is concerned, listen, I'm a big Devontae Smith fan. I like him. He's great. He's so smooth. He's got, like, I've heard people compare him that actually were around, like older guys, comparing him to Lynn Swann, Cam, for his smoothness.
Nice.
And you don't have to be David Boston or DJ Metcalf. You don't have to be, like, ripped to play in the National Football League. You can be smaller and stuff. But me and Cam have talked about it. You look at Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is thick. Like, people think Tyreek Hill's small. He's not. He's like 190 pounds of, like, rock. Yeah, he's not tall, but he's solid. So when you hit him, you notice he never gets murdered, Tyreek Hill, on the field. You know what I mean? He gets tackled and stuff, but he doesn't get killed. Devontae Smith is bony, Cam. He's like me. He's bony. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, and you see, like, remember, like, oh, he got a helmet to the forearm, and it's like, ah, my forearm, right? Like, and it's stuff like that. It's like, yeah, you're great, bro. You're fast. You catch the ball, but every time you get hit, there's something. There's one of those little sort of like John Ross. It's like, oh God, after every play, he's walking back to the sideline. Oh, I think I pulled something, right? So my only deal with Devontae Smith is I don't understand why, Cam. Why didn't he put on weight? Like, I don't, like, you got drafted high, and he was very defensive about it before. Like, he wouldn't talk about it. Like, what do you weigh today? People would ask him, what do you weigh today? I weigh what I weighed yesterday, he would say. Like, he wouldn't, and you can see by looking at him, he hasn't put on weight. So I just don't understand. It's like, in what world, like, who's advising him that, yeah, no, you're fine. No, you're not fine. You've got to put on 15 to 20 pounds, kid. You can't play in the NFL at 175, bro. You can't do it. You're going to get smoked. You've got to at least get up to buck 87, 85, 87 of some muscle here, Ken. Like, he's got it.
Well, I think you brought up the greatest point when we talked about Saquon Barkley. And if you talk to anybody
who's
in the know, that's the thing. Like, there's a problem when you have no body fat. I'm not saying, you know what I mean? You need a little bit to act as a sponge. You know, guys will bounce off you a little bit. Then you bring up the point about Hill. He's built, but he's, you know what I mean? He's got a different type of body tone. And when you're going to take shots and you have muscle, it's like bone on bone, muscle on muscle. You're going to get hurt a lot. So those guys that are absolute monsters that have no body fat, a lot of the time, if they get a helmet right on that muscle, you're done. Well, we've seen this before, Morenci. You need a little bit of that fat, right? Like, you're right. Like,
Devontae Smith, Cam, catches a ball over the middle of the field, and it's like a safety and a lineman. And I'm not even saying, I'm just saying, like, a lineman lands on top of him, Cam. Like, just falls on top of him. Some of these guys are 320 pounds, bro.
At least 340 pounds. Some are more.
So, like, 340. Let's just say he gets smoked, and then some other big fat guy, like, lands, just awkwardly falls and lands on top. Like, that's the thing. You'll notice. It's like wrestling. Raven told me that, Cam. When I talked to him about injuries, he said, no, you don't get injured off of crazy things. You get injured off of little things.
Little things.
He goes, people step on your finger, and it's like, I broke my finger. Right? He goes, the ropes hurt a lot. People don't think of it. He goes, the ropes kill you.
They're hard.
Right? He goes, it's the little things. And it's the same in football. It's not like, oh, he got smoked. Oh, he's injured. No, it's always, someone landed on him weird, and look, his knee twisted in the pile. Like, you know what I mean? It's never really like a clean hit that hurts someone. It's always something awkward. Oh, I twisted something. Just trying to step out of bounds. Like, so I don't know. It's just like Devontae Smith. To me, put it this way, I wouldn't draft him in fantasy because I don't think he's going to be able to stay on the field, Cam. I don't trust him enough. Plus, he's got Jalen Hurts as his quarterback.
it's funny. You know, I told you, like, we talked about the Giants, and there's a lot of things. You're looking at Philadelphia already and going,
they're
going
to win that division. They're going to steal that division, the Giants.
Yeah, the guy who came, the repair guy who came and put up the shelf, he was a Giants fan. We were talking about that. I was like, I think me and my buddy doing our show, we were talking about the Giants in that division, and that's the exact conversation we had is, do you really trust Philadelphia? I think Washington could have some issues. They have a lot of question marks there, too, and Dallas always seems to have something bad happen to him. But I'm with you, Gabe. I'm not going to compare him to John Ross, but John Ross is one of those guys. Excellent point. This guy was a burner, made all sorts of noise at the combine when he was with Washington. Oh, he's going to be such a great NFL player. Guy's been like the biggest bust going. And that's one of the things. It's just because
he's on Devontae Giants Smith, now, actually.
Yeah, I know he is. But he's not their number one. Hey, don't worry about it. We got other guys, right? We got Kenny Golladay. Don't worry about it. John Ross is an afterthought. He's like number four or five on the depth chart. We don't have to worry about him. But it's an interesting point you bring up. He should try to at least have a nutritionist try to go on a diet because he's already in wicked shape or whatever. But just, you got to put on a little bit of beef, bud. You can't, because in the NFL, with that frame, it's not good for business. And he's already hurt, said week to week. You said it. Gabe, we're in August. The season starts September. Like, we're only 4 weeks away.
So now he's going to miss preseason games, and he's going to come in cold without any experience, and he's going to get hurt.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to see a guy get hit a bunch of times. Like, that's the whole thing. You want your guy to get hit in the preseason. Get it out of the way. All right, Josh Allen got lit up last night, that type of thing, right? But he's fine.
Yeah.
Right? You want to get that. Like, I've heard Tony Romo talk about that during the game. He said, I know it sounds crazy, but as a quarterback, you just want to get smoked once early in the game. He goes, it sort of wakes you up and gets you into it, and you realize you don't want to get hit
it's
again.
It's any sport, Gabe. Yeah. You're a goalie. You want a hard
shot.
Yeah, like you want that slap shot to wake you. Okay, now I'm ready to go for the game. This guy just pinged me. I'm awake.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't need any coffee. I'm awake. And that's the same thing. And I remember in hockey, my best games where I always got plastered. Like the first shift, I'd have my head down and some guy would absolutely, like some defenseman would rail me. And I go, okay, now we're ready to play. Like it's one of those things. It's a positive rather than a negative. So I do agree. It's just one of those things. I agree with you with fantasy. I'd be very careful. He could be the number one guy in the depth chart, but with things are going right now. And I think Philadelphia, they're going to run the ball a lot more too. People just think Hurts is going to air it out all over the place. I think it's going to be very similar to Kyler Murray and some other offenses where he's basically, you know, you think you're passing, but I think they're going to run the football quite a bit. He still has a long way to go, Jalen Hurts. I agree with you.
And he's on the clock. If he doesn't play well this year, they're gonna go in a different direction. All right, So let's take a look at tonight's baseball. Let's start off with the Philadelphia Phillies. Philadelphia Phillies minus 122 road favorites in Washington. Washington plus 104 right now. And Philadelphia just can't get on track. You know? Like, they can't. They're just a 500 team, Cam. They've had opportunities to really get in this. The Mets have had a million injuries. And they did not take advantage of it. Now the Mets load up. They bring in Javi Baez as well. Hits a home run in his first game for the Mets. I think the Mets might have weathered the storm even without DeGrom right now. They get the Nationals, who, of course, unloaded everybody. The Nationals tonight, Cam, they're starting Gray, the pitcher that they got from the Dodgers. Right, so it's, you know how crazy how deep the Dodgers system is? The Dodgers give this pitcher to these guys, and he's starting tonight, and he's already the number two in the rotation. And yeah, he's the number two prospect in their entire organization now, like according to the baseball rankings. Like that's how deep the Dodgers are, Cam. They're like, yeah, whatever, man. We'll give you this kid. Yeah, but you know he's like one of the best prospects. Well, whatever. It is what it is. Don't worry. We got more of them. Right? We're like, we got a ton of them. We got another prospect. So Gray's on a hill here tonight. He's pitched once. It's not his big league debut. He pitched for the Dodgers in relief earlier this year, Cam, but he got lit up, actually. So now he's starting. He's a big-time prospect. The Nationals are like, hey, why wait? And I like this, Cam. You're the Nationals. You trade the players to get young players for the future. The future's now. Hey, kid, you're starting. I love it. Yeah. They just got him. Hey, you're starting tonight. We want to see you. Let's do this. So I don't know. I kind of like the Phillies, though, tonight.
So do
what,
I.
What about, you know, it's minus 122.
I think it's a good price, Gabe. And the thing is, it's just because I know a lot of these highly touted prospects come in, and a lot of the time it takes them a while, too. They're still got to get acclimated to the big leagues. I'm not going to say Suarez is going to, you know, rock the world or anything, but these are big games for Philadelphia. The Nationals are a little bit thin. I'm going to take a shot with the Phillies tonight. It's not my favorite game on the board, but it's bettable. It's a very small baseball card. I already put in a bet with the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. Small play.
How many people do you think when they see Nationals and it says Jay Gray, they think it's John Gray?
John Gray, exactly. Yeah, it's no. Another Gray.
It's not.
But,
a new Gray. New Gray.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to the big leagues, kids. So, yeah, we're betting against you, but welcome to the show. We're taking exactly. The Philadelphia Phillies. The same thing. All right, so you got the Phillies are minus 122. Baltimore Orioles. And the New York Yankees. Yankees, massive favorites tonight, Kent. Yankees have been playing some good baseball. They're back in the mix right now. They've loaded up, obviously, with Gallo and with Rizzo. Minus 290 favorites tonight. We know this. They've historically played well against Baltimore. I think they're 13-3 in their last 16 games against these guys. What's your take on the Yankee game tonight? Do you lay the run line? Or do you take the dog? How are you approaching this game, if anything?
Yeah, I'm not taking Baltimore. The Yankees have figured it out. They're starting to play good baseball. The Jays lost to Cleveland today, a real missed opportunity after sweeping Kansas City. I'm not laying 290 with Heaney. So for me, it would either be the Yankees in a parlay or the minus 1.5, but I didn't really touch this game, Gabe. I think I'm gonna let it go, but I would lean with the Yankees. I look for the dog in Baltimore, but I just can't see them beating the Yankees tonight.
Rizzo's homered in each of his first two games for the Yankees. And as you mentioned, Heaney, man, they picked up a lot of guys, huh? And so Heaney starts.
They sure did.
Yep. Heaney goes this evening, 2-1 with a 4.84 earned run average and 4 starts. He's 1-0 in 3 career starts against the Orioles. So, basically, do you want to take the run line or not? And I think with all these new bats and all this, there's a lot of enthusiasm around the Yankees right now. That's the thing with New York, right, with the Yankee. When things are going well, Cam, in New York, you notice the fans love them and everything's great and stuff. Yep. But
I got one for you.
They'll turn on Gary Sanchez fast. Like, if things are bad,
of course they will.
Everything is magnified. If things are good in New York, Cam, things are great. If things are bad, things are bad. You know what I mean? It's one of those deals there. Everything is magnified.
I got a dance partner for you in this game, and we'll go a little bit later on, but I'm going to parlay them.
Game time decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Renzi, Sir 6M, channel 204, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're waiting for some more NBA news. It's sort of coming in, but it's not official. All right, Kyle Lowry is heading to Miami. He's signing with the Miami Heat. Yeah, we know that. But what so is it just a straight up deal? Or like, exactly. I know he's going to Miami. We know. But for what? I'm seeing that Kyle Lowry signed a 3-year deal with the Miami Heat. But it doesn't say anything about Goran Dragic. I think Goran Dragic got dealt to the Raptors, Kim. I think that's just what happened. Because I'm seeing people, oh, the new roster. See, it's 6 seconds ago. 3-year, all right, sign and trade. Sign and trade. So what are they getting? Thanks, Woj. Real Woj bomb. Kyle Lowry is sign and trade. For who? For what? Couple of Mexican softball uniforms are in the garbage can. Like, what do we get?
I still can't believe they threw out their Olympic jerseys. Good point by you. Like, those are something you'd save for your life. Ah, screw the Olympics. Throw them in the trash. Unbelievable.
They must have like really hated the program behind the scenes. Like, yes, they probably got nothing type thing. Like, starved.
Yeah.
Like, got like treated like crap. Probably like sucked. Exactly. I don't want to ever. One of those things. It's easy for us to criticize. Bro, they're for all we know, they're like, we don't even want to ever think of this again. So we're throwing them away.
Exactly.
Right? Like, who knows, right? Like, we never know. I like Daniel Cormier, the UFC fighter. He had a good point about Biles. He said, we don't know. He goes, how the hell do I know what she was thinking? He goes, maybe she was freaking out. He goes, you can't get in someone's head. And it is, it's true. So a three-year deal for Kyle Lowry. I love Kyle Lowry. He's one of my favorite players. Yet, this doesn't really make the Miami Heat that much better, Cam. Like, I don't really get this. Kyle Lowry's old. You said it.
He's very old.
It used to bother me, but you were the one that brought it up even during this past season. The Raptors were better without him.
I hate to say it, but the numbers prove it. And I'm just going off the top of my head. The Raptors had a much, much, and I'm not just saying a little bit, a significantly better record when he didn't
start. He was
start.
A problem. He was old.
I'm not saying he's not a good player.
The Raptors used to play fast and run around and do all this stuff. Malachi Flynn and the kids. And then Lowry would come back and it'd be like, oh, yeah, he went 4-for-18 from the field. Yeah, he was slow. He's hurt. Got to give him time to get back. And then he'd start. Yeah. He'd get back. He'd play well, and then he'd get hurt again. He's old. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if Miami thinks that, oh, yeah, this is going to make us beat Milwaukee. As if. You guys are nuts.
No. So the Raptors, do we get Dragic? Like, what's the deal? Like, what do we get? Like, nothing? Like, what's the take back here? What's the haul? Anyway, yeah, I don't think Miami's going anywhere fast. For teams in the East to catch Milwaukee, they're going to have to do a hell of a lot better than that. If I was Kyle Lowry, I would have gone to a team that's even closer. Like, when you're in his situation, remember the big story that broke? Oh, but the Lakers already made so many moves. But you go to a team that's very, very close. Like, very close to winning a championship. Like, you're not going to win a championship with the Miami Heat before you retire, right? I don't think so. No.
Some people are saying Goran Dragic and a second-round pick.
Hmm.
Goran Dragic. But the Raptors don't want Goran Dragic. So, are they going to keep Goran Dragic?
They might flip him. They'll flip him to somebody else.
The thing is, though, Cam, honestly, we only have two guards. Why not keep Goran Dragic? From what I understand, Dragic only makes $18 million. Kyle Lowry makes like $35 million, $40. You can't.
That's crazy.
Like, that's why I love Kyle Lowry. But even me, I'm like, no, we can't do this. The Raptors are building for the future again, but they're not rebuilding because they're still pretty good. They're just sort of retooling, realizing, Like, if we keep Kyle Lowry, the Raptors winning the title this year, no. And we just even talked about it. He actually slows us down a little bit. The Raptors are a pretty young team, right? They want to push the envelope and run and push the pace and stuff, right? Like, they've got a lot of young athletes on the team now. All right, so the second round pick, whatever. It is what it is. I want to see what they spend the money on the Raptors, though. They've got to do something, Ken. They can't just, like, say, oh, like last year, like Aaron Baines. I want Rashawn Holmes, Sacramento Kings, 6'10", 14 points a game, big guy. Yeah, he's perfect for the Raptors, perfect. Exactly what they need. And, you know, Goran Dragic, a good three-point shooter, too. I don't have a problem with our guards being Dragic, Fred VanVleet, and Malachi Flynn. It's not bad.
No, it's okay. Flynn's going to get better, too. I agree with you. The problem, like Baines, he's just that's not athletic enough. You're absolutely correct. You need somebody big. Pound it.
We lost Gasol and Ibaka and replaced them with Aaron Baines. It's not good enough.
That's actually, you lost two really good players
and replaced them with Steph. No. Like, fine, last year you didn't like anybody, but where's all that money? Yeah, 25 mil for Ibaka, 35. We were paying Gasol 30 mil a year. You could give Rashawn Holmes $20 million a year. That's all he wants. Four-year deal to $80 million. That's what he's asking for. Give him the damn money. We can't fully trust Chris. Boucher is good, but is he going to take that next state and jump? I don't know. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying throw him under the bus, but I'm telling you, Rashawn Holmes is good. You get Rashawn Holmes out there, we've got that's a strong starting five. Very efficient, like middle of the East type thing, you know, four or five seed type thing. I'm not saying they're a four or five seed. They'll be in the middle of the pack.
I totally agree with you. You have to change the way you play. You got a lot of young guys. You got to play run and gun. They should be a nightmare to play against. Just up and down, up and down, up and down. Upgrade, and they need a big man that can actually do something. And, the thing is, Gabe, not everyone's going to be like Pascal Siakam, like steal and grow and develop, right? I agree with you. You need an established player that can actually get it done. And – don't spend it. You're right. Like, look at the money situation. Everybody else is gone. Like, they have the money to spend. I don't know what Masai's up to, but hopefully something good, because it's going to be a tough conference to play in, man. But you need a big man. Like, look at what a disaster. You got to deal with Brooklyn now, Milwaukee. It's like, you almost wish, like, I know the West is
Brooklyn,
killer, but
Milwaukee, Atlanta are suddenly good with Trae Young. The Miami Heat, they're going to be right there. You know what I mean? I'm not saying
the West is good, but they're getting older. You know what I mean? Like, all their stars are older.
No, the East is going to be interesting. So it's going to be fun. Listen, the NBA season, not much of an offseason either. That's why I like it. I don't like, if this was like 4 months away, I'd be like, whatever. But the NBA season starts in 2 months again already. All right, so let's, you said you had a dance partner for the New York Yankees if you want to parlay the Yankees who are -290 against the Baltimore Orioles. Thing is, I would consider the run line here with the Yankees, but even the run line, guys, you got to lay 56 cents, -156 to lay -1.5 with the Yankees. So Seattle Mariners, these guys are starting to fall apart right now. They've lost four of their last five games, and I blame their general manager. This is unbelievable. These the Mariners had won like 8 of 10. They were in the mix. They were all excited. They have the longest drought in baseball that haven't made the playoffs. They thought, wow, trade deadline's coming up. What are we going to do? And then they turn around, they trade Kendall Graveman. And as Cam alluded to, it's very rare that you see everybody cry like that. Like, the players that, like, on the team were crying. Graveman cried, I don't want to get traded. Like, you never see that. Like, basically, they ripped the heart out of that clubhouse. And then the GM told them, don't worry, I've got a lot of big things coming. And he told the fans and the media, we're working on big things. And it did nothing. And he said, I tried. I wasn't going to sacrifice the future. Well, bro, like, Seattle could not have handled this any worse, Cam, huh? You know what I mean?
Like, I think if you're going to be an owner of the team and that's the way you're going to operate, get out of the business.
That's what you tell the players, Cam. You have a team meeting. You go, guys, listen, I believe in you. I believe in you guys. I believe in this core. And I don't want to trade you. And I don't want to trade any of our young guys because I believe in what we're doing here. So we're going to stand pat. Tell them that in a meeting. We're going to stand pat. Don't tell the media and act as if, we got big things up our sleeve. Oh, yeah, the fans are going to love it. And then you trade guys, and then the players found out Graveman got traded through the media camp. You can't do that. You've got to tell the players.
He's a very popular guy.
You can't just have, like, you imagine the Mariners, things going well, and you drive into the stadium and you hear on local radio, what, we just traded Graveman? What the hell are you talking about?
The thing is,
and they've lost
since they've been cheaping out for a long time.
They've been getting their ass handed to them. You notice all the Seattle franchises are cheap. Your Seahawks don't want to spend money anymore. No. Seattle Kraken have an expansion draft, get like the cheapest guys they can get.
Do you know how far away they are from the salary cap floor? Like, they're $38 million. Oh, it's they're not even close to like the minimum right now. Like, it's like, what do you, like, they can go out and do whatever. We're the Kraken. Yeah, no.
How the hell did they nudge down Landeskog and Tarasenko?
I don't know.
It's a crime. They didn't.
Back to the Seattle Mariners. If you're the owner of this franchise, you've been a cheap guy before, and this is the one team that was doing well, and all you did was like turn everyone against you. You lied. Graveman was the heart of that team. He got along with everybody. You trade him to a rival in Houston. But by the way, I kind of like Seattle plus 1.5 tonight with Flexen going letdown spot for the Rays after they swept the Boston Red Sox. I kind of think Seattle could sneak in there and play in this game. I'm going to take the plus 1.5. I think they might be in a good spot tonight, but I hate what they did to their team. The management's brutal.
I was thinking, no, you're not interested. I thought maybe you thought that would be the dance partner. Tampa Bay Ray, New York Yankee parlay.
Something that I like to drink is the dance partner. A nice cold, like Babano. Oh, hard day at work. I like to go for a cold
brew.
Brew. Yeah, cold brew. Crew? Milwaukee's my dance partner. Yeah, the old cold brew. I like them with the Yankees. That's my parlay.
Yankees Brewers parlay.
Minus 107.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Not bad. Let's just see if we threw the Rays in here as well, make it a three-team.
Yeah, I don't like the Rays tonight, but no, it'll go to plus something nice. Now, I got a weird feeling about Seattle.
Plus 187.
Ooh, I like the plus. Oh, geez. Maybe you'll find somebody. Oh, I got another one. I got another dance partner instead of the Rays. How about the Giants tonight against the D-backs? That'll be that's a three-game parlay I can get behind. They're going to beat Arizona.
You're making a four-team banger. Then it's plus 323.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot. You keep on adding.
No, keep on adding. All right, so that's your play. Yep. You're going to parlay the Yankees with the Brewers.
Yep. So the Yankees, the Brewers game is at 8, but for the 7 o'clock games that are coming up, I like the Phillies. I have the Yankees in that parlay with the Brewers. I'm taking the Mariners +1.5, Gabe, and I like the Mets tonight with the McGill. Lazardo makes his debut for Miami, but he's been absolutely brutal with the Oakland A's, so I think the Mets are in a spot tonight. I think they get it done. The juice is a little bit high. It's steamed from 152 to 164, but I still like the New York Mets to beat the Marlins.
McGill has been unbelievable this year.
I like McGill.
Yeah. So McGill has the second lowest ERA in Mets history for any rookie after 7 starts in franchise history. Think about the great pitchers that they've had. Number one is Nolan Ryan. So not even Jacob DeGrom. So he's top Jacob DeGrom. Second lowest ERA in Mets team history for a rookie pitcher, 7 starts minimum. Nolan Ryan, number one, 1.99. McGill has been money. And in fact, I like this as well, guys. The Mets are 6-1 when McGill starts. 6-1 when McGill is on the hill for the
Excellent.
Mets.
Excellent. McGill on the hill. You know, see, rhymes make sense. Give me the Mets.
Yeah, Mets are minus 164 at FanDuel right now. I like them. So we like the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Mets, and then we figure out how you want to approach the Rays-Mariners game, the Yankees and the Orioles, whether you want to parlay them. We'll hit this and the rest of the board on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Renzi. Kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. So, yeah, we should mention the Raptors also got Precious Achiuwa as well, who's playing in the Olympics for Nigeria right now. He's playing for Nigeria in the Olympics. So, yeah, Goran Dragic, Precious Achiuwa, and a future second-round pick. And a sign-and-trade for Kyle Lowry. But as I mentioned earlier, the Raptors didn't even want Goran Dragic. So now there's talk that the Raptors are talking with the Dallas Mavericks about trading Dragic to the Mavericks. So we'll let the chips fall into place. We'll let the chips fall into place. I want to just see who the Raptors sign in free agency. But let's get back to the baseball. I'm taking the Philadelphia Phillies, and I'm taking the New York Mets. Early picks right now. Cam, you're taking the Brewers and the Yankees in a parlay?
Yeah, Brewers and Yankees in a parlay. I'm with you. I'm on the Phillies and the Mets. And I'm going to take a shot with Seattle plus 1.5 against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay coming off the sweep of Boston. Little letdown spot tonight with Seattle rolling into town. I think feeling good about themselves. I think Seattle sneaks up on them tonight.
Seattle, huh? All right. I was considering putting the Rays in a parlay, but I'll tell your parlay, Ken. I got no problem with it. Yankees to beat the Orioles. I don't want to lay minus 56 cents on the run line.
Exactly.
So we'll take Lauer on the hill here tonight. We'll get this parlay in. I do like San Francisco later tonight, but we have time to get on that game a little bit later on. We'll set the Olympic table for this evening. We'll get you caught up to date with our plays. And I'll tell you what, a lot of our plays are still alive, actually. All of our futures. Poland volleyball, still alive. Japan baseball, still alive.
Alive.
Spain soccer, still alive. So I got Poland plus 190. I got Spain at plus 200. I've got Japan at plus money as well to win the gold. Man, the Japanese pitcher used a lot of rosin, huh? I saw a video.
They sure do.
Saw a video. Every time he threw the ball, there was a cloud of dust in the air. Poof. Yep. When they're throwing it, they don't check for the sticky stuff in Olympic baseball.
Exactly.
So the Japanese pitchers are loading up. Loading up. But great, it's been fun. The baseball has been fun. All right, we'll get more picks on the other side.
Loser is such a harsh word. Let's just say non-sports grid listener instead.